fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of September. Let's not forget what happened on this day in 2001. In fact, it was a Monday, as I recall, a day that will live in infamy. Okay, prep tip of the day. Continue to prepare for Hurricane Irma. It's still turning its way north by northwest. Continue to pray for those who have been affected. Continue to offer whatever help you can for the people who've experienced Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. The consequences of these storms will go on for many, many months and even years into the future. Okay, we have with us our second hour, Jimmy Dinsling, the CEO, proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, as DesertEagleShooters.com. The topic is taking care of rifle, shotguns, pistols that have been exposed to water, salt water, any water, no matter what the source, how to deal with it properly in the field, mitigation, at things you can do at home, and things you may need to take to a professional, a gunsmith, because there's things you're qualified to do with their training and tools that you would be ill-advised to attempt at home on your kitchen table, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the biggest thing, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, are bolts. And particularly bolts that caught on opening. Now, we've kind of gone through the whole gamut and everything of, you know, the general coverage, I should say, of rifles, pistols, shotguns. Now I want to get to something that is where the bolt is probably the most neglected or forgot of item in the actual functioning of the firearm. There's one other spot that is even worse, and that is the stock. If you have a shotgun or a rifle that has, or even pistols, that have wooden stocks or grips on them, you have to take that stock off. Now, on lever guns, most shotguns and things like that, there's going to be a single screw bolt at the back of the action and everything that's going to hold it on. simply removing that and sliding it off. If you don't see anything like that, then take off the butt pad. Look under it. There's going to be a screw bolt or something that goes up into the back of the action to hold it on. The foregrip, many different ways to take them off, but, you know, again, go to your manual and find out. The reason I'm saying this, wood is, even though that wood has got years and years of cleaning solvent and oil and everything else in it, it's going to trap the moisture and everything right next to the metal on right. your rifle.
Right. Worst possible place. Yes.
Exactly. It's the most neglected of all neglected spots. So by removing the stock from your rifle and everything, take it out, let it set overnight, preferably a couple, 3 or 4 days, and dry out. And also at that point in time, look over the action back there where it goes together and wipe it down very well. Another perfect place for the frog lube paste, just put a coating on there and let it bond in with the metal, and it'll help protect. And then when you're putting it back together, whatever kind of paste or grease that you use on your guns, put a very, very thin layer. And I use a little cheap paintbrush. Go to your Hobby Lobby, your dollar store is kind of a stretch, but Walmart, Kmart, big box store, and buy a set of these, the cheapest artist paintbrushes you can find, and dedicate those strictly to cleaning your weapons. You'll find out that they're one of the most valuable little tools. But literally paint a coating of grease around that stock where it mates with the metal. And two things that'll do. One, it'll help make a gasket of sorts to keep moisture from getting in there again. And B, any moisture that may have been overlooked that is still in there somewhere, it will give it a much more challenge, I guess you could say, to get to the metal and start corrosion.
Now, Jimmy, the lowest setting on a residential oven in your kitchen is typically about 150 degrees, which that's not all that hot. In fact, I routinely sit in a sauna at 150 degrees. What would you think about removing all pieces of metal and plastic from the stock and putting it in an oven at 150 degrees for, say, 24 hours?
Oh, that would be absolutely perfect. In some of the modern ovens, or the electric ones and everything like that, will have a setting that says warmer. And you might have to look and see what that temperature is that they're using to keep everything warm. Typically, it's between 130 and 150 degrees.
Right.
But by stripping everything down and doing that, yes, because it will drive every bit of moisture out of the pores in there. Now, caveat, if you're going to do this, explain to your wife, A, that you're going to do this, and before she ever has a chance to voice any concern, let her know that you're going to put tinfoil underneath it to catch anything that happens to drip off, and you won't mess up her oven. Because hidden spots will eject any lubricant that is left in them by heating it up like that. Now, if you do that, turn the oven once you're done with it and it's been in there overnight or 24 hours, turn your oven off and crack the door. Touch the parts in there and see how warm they are. And as soon as they are down to the temperature that you can safely handle them without getting burned, pull them out and apply the frog lube paste with a brush to every component, every side, everything on it, and set it aside and let it finish cooling down. What that frog lube will do is it will get into the pores that have just been opened up by being heated, and it will help put a lubricating film in there that is second to none. So as it comes out of the oven, just do one piece at a time. Have your lubricant or your protectant, grease, whatever it is you're going to use right there, and that paintbrush, and you pull out the action, dip the paintbrush, and you just coat everything in it, inside and out, and allow that to cool down that way, and you have just done the most marvelous thing you could do for your firearms, and that is to give them a head start in combating any kind of corrosion.
A quick story for you, Jimmy. Back in my early days of prepping, we're talking about 30 years ago, I didn't know that the plastic used in milk cartons would just spontaneously fall apart after about 6 or 10 months. And I had water stored in a closet and cleaned out milk cartons, plastic milk cartons, and a Ruger Mini 14 close proximity. And without my knowledge, the water came out of the plastic cartons, which it will do if you leave it in there, and damaged the stock of the Mini 14 to where it had to be professionally redone because of that damage. So this can happen to anybody, anytime, anywhere. Yes.
Yes. You brought up a very good point on that. A lot of folks will use whatever's available to store water in for, like they were doing for Irma and everything else. I really got a big laugh the other day on Rush Limbaugh because the news media was interviewing all these people that were running to the store to buy water, and they were already sold out of water, or some scalpers were charging $30 for a $3 case of water. And Rush was like, oh, my goodness, you know, let me give you a tip. Take your jug, take your container and everything, and in your kitchen there is this thing called a faucet.
Right.
And it was so hilarious because he's describing to people how to use the faucet in the kitchen to fill jugs of water and have it to drink later.
Right.
Your milk cartons and stuff like that, like you said, John, yes, they are so designed, thanks to our ecology people, to disintegrate over a period of time.
Right.
The best
right.
jugs that we have ever found for storing water is either the 2 or 3 liter soda jugs,
right.
but the best one of all is the gallon containers for vinegar. Those things are incredibly thick. They are almost impossible to destroy, but you can still puncture them, of course, and everything as you can, anything.
Right.
But those are, in my opinion, the absolute best for storing water in. And on the same note, if you buy solvents or cleaners and stuff like that that do not attack plastic, and you want to store them in bulk, put them in one of those vinegar bottles like that, label as to what it is, and put it in your armory for storage and everything. Those bottles are the most horrendously built things I've ever seen in my life, and of course they're all food grade. So they won't leach any of the chemicals into them. The 2 and 3 liter bottles can leach. I can't think of the name of the chemical, but they can leach into whatever is inside the jug on them. So,
right,
ladies and gentlemen, we've basically gone from muzzle to buttstock on taking care of things after a flood, or dunking them, you know, in the lake and everything, falling out of the boat, slipping on a rock, crossing a river, whatever, that your firearms get saturated, soaked, dunked, whatever. And, you know, always, if you've got a question or a problem on a particular thing, you can always email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com. Or the phone number is always good, 575-513-2842. If I don't get it, just leave a message and we'll return your call.
All right.
The most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is to clean down to, and when John and I say parade rest, What we're referring to is every piece of that rifle, pistol, or shotgun that can come apart down to its smallest component comes down to that smallest component. And do it in sequence. And one of the best things that you can buy for yourself to keep in the house just for cleaning and taking care of your weapons and everything. And it's closeout time on most of it anyway. At your big box store and stuff, you're going to find these picnic trays. And it's very similar to the trays that we used to have in grade school and everything in the cafeteria. It has recesses in it so that your milk would fit in one and your dessert would fit in another and your entree would fit in another and none the twain shall meet by slipping and sliding across the plate.
Right, right, yeah.
Those are perfect for when you're cleaning your guns and everything or disassembling them to do a very, very thorough cleaning to set your components in and do it in sequence. And that way, if you, and then all else fails, and it's perfectly fine to do this, take a piece of paper and number it on the side one through whatever, and number one, took the screws out of the grips on both sides of the pistol and put them in the tray with the grips. Number two, remove the slide from the action or whatever. And write down the procedure that you go through in taking it apart so that when you go back together, you can just go from the bottom up and reassemble in that order. If at any point in time in doing that disassembly, if you have a component that refuses to come apart, do not force it. That is the most surefire way of damaging your firearm, possibly to the point that it will never function until major work is done to replace it. But if you go through that sequence and write yourself out a little list of what you're doing, then going backwards and putting it back together will be real simple. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, I do that myself when I've got a component to come in. In fact, John, I had to do that a couple weeks back with a CZ. I have never disassembled a CZ in my life, and the customer had a problem with it, and we found out later that a spring had broken, just the tip of the spring off, but it had dropped down into the action in such a way that it was preventing functioning. And this little piece of broken spring was maybe a 16th of an inch long. And it was just causing all kinds of trouble. But I did.
Right.
I wrote down
right.
the sequence in tearing that
right.
apart.
Right, right. If a spring has had any corrosion on it at all, I would just go ahead and replace it. They're so inexpensive. Why take the chance, right?
Exactly. And coil springs are the most notorious of being neglected in the spring family. Because you take it out, you look at it, yeah, it's a coil, yeah, it does this and that, set it aside. If there is any corrosion on that spring, 9 times out of 10 it's going to be on the inside if it's a coil spring, because that's where the firing pin or whatever that it's riding on does abrade it back and forth. It's going to be clean metal, less protected, and that's where your corrosion is going to start. And like John has said so many times, it is, you know, almost criminal to be shut down from using your firearm and everything because of a 50-cent spring.
Right.
And you should always have a couple of those, you know. John says, you know, have a parts kit, a replacement parts kit, and in those replacement parts kit and everything, I definitely go by the two is one and one is none. Mentality. Two springs, two of every screw, two of every pin. You're going to invest anywhere between $15 and $40 probably to have.
If that.
Yeah, if
we have
that.
A break. Yeah, we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of September. Jimmy, I want to take just a moment to talk a little bit about what happened on the 11th day of September 2001. It changed this country in many, many ways. What the public record of what was claimed to happen could not happen. It defies the laws of physics. And if you're new to all this, and we all, this is radio, we always have new listeners. I advise you to focus in on one thing, and one thing only, to get you started to understand that what the government claims to happen could not happen, and that's Building 7. Now, if Building 7 had collapsed on September the 10th, 2001, it would have been the worst crime in the history of this country. Quite frankly, in most of the 50 states, Building 7 would be the tallest, biggest, largest building in the state, about 47 stories, as I recall. Building 7 was not hit by an airplane. Building 7 had a couple of fires that your local Eagle Scouts could put out with some CO2 fire extinguishers. No big deal. Thank you very much. And that building a massive 47-story-tall, steel-reinforced concrete building came down in its footprint, just absolutely collapsed. It wasn't hit by an airplane, had some minor fires, didn't amount to a hill of beans, and that building collapsed into its footprint. Now, I happen to own, Jimmy, a copy of the 9/11 Commission report. It's bigger than most big sitting telephone books. It's huge. It's about 1,000 pages, give or take. Building seven is not even mentioned in that report. It's not even mentioned. The firemen who responded have been under a gag order. The evidence of that crime was removed before independent forensic investigators could do a proper investigation. In fact, a suspicious dumpster fire in a city gets more investigation than Building 7 did, a 47-story building that collapsed in its footprint. No, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to these past years since 2001. This is 2017. Sounds like 16 years to me. We've been lied to for 16 years about what happened that fateful morning in New York City on the 11th day of September, 2001. We've been lied to up and down, back and forth, continuously. And you can get in all kinds of rabbit trails about what was used, who was behind it. But the bottom line, the starting point, is what the government said happened could not have happened. And take it from there.
It couldn't have. Building 7, John, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand why John and I both believe so wholeheartedly in what he's saying, all you have to do is do a Google search, put Building 7, and then pull it. Pull it, P-U-L-L-I-T. That is the, once 9/11 started, people were recording all the scanner frequencies and everything. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of those communications on the different fire and police and first responder nets and everything that have been recorded. Thousands and thousands of hours from different people, different angles, different places. And it was on the news at the time. They were interviewing a guy at right there talking about the fires in Building 7 and everything, and you can hear two gentlemen might be a stretch, discussing Building 7, and you can hear the command, pull it.
That's right.
Pull it, ladies and gentlemen, is a command signal to detonate or bring down a structure. So just do your own homework on it. Don't take what John and I say for diddly. Go look it up yourself, and you'll be not only amazed but frightened as to what you'll learn.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of September 2017. My website is libertyman.com. That's the libertyman.com. Our project, because no single human being could possibly do this, our project of locating images of continents and new coastlines, well, it's taken on a whole different light since these events of the past couple of weeks, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma. My friend Professor McCanny now believes that these images reflect severe flooding from tsunamis. Regardless what the cause is, the images do exist. We've got them traced back now to 1952, movies, television shows, magazines. If you find an image, get it to me, an image of a continent with a new coastline, a television show, a movie, a magazine. Get that to me as a thank you. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs that I've produced. It's a lot of fun, and the list keeps growing. Also at my website, of course, are energy cleaners. I sell energy cleaners. It's my home business. If you place an order, I pack them up and ship them. I'm the guy that takes the mattress pads. I personally reconfigure them, and I pack them up and ship them also. Right there from my home in Davisville, Missouri. Only $285 shipping included for energy cleaners. Yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. PayPal's great. They now take payments. If you need to spread out that dollar amount over a few months, if you live in the United States, you can do that with PayPal. Checks can be sent to my address at the libertyman.com. My toll-free auto line 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. Answered by a very polite and well-trained young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown, not Mumbai. 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Jensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. A great place to get the information you need, to get the assistance you need, to purchase all the things you need to help you in your quest to have rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, and accessories that will help you achieve your goal in the use of firearms. Okay, Jimmy, let's continue. Take your phone off mute, Jimmy. We can't hear you.
Okay, I'm off mute now. I'd taken it off mute, and I guess I'd put it back on mute. But we've kind of covered a lot of things today going around, and a new item I'm waiting on that'll be delivered today. I'm kind of excited to see this. We've talked several times and everything about having an AR platform. If you've got one lower in the AR-15 configuration, you can have seven different rifles. And in the AR-10 platform, you can have one lower and have five different rifles because of caliber. But there's a new product that's going to be arriving today that we're doing it on a customer's upper build that we did. And what it allows you to do is to switch calibers without switching the upper. And it is a proprietary locking system. And by releasing the lock on the mechanism and then rotating the mechanism, you actually remove the handguard, barrel, gas block, gas tube, everything slides out, and you slide another one into that upper and rotate the locking mechanism back, and you've just changed calibers.
Amazing.
So what you're actually doing, instead of swapping an entire upper, you're swapping just the barrel out. If two different rounds use the same bolt, then that's the only change you have to make. If it uses a proprietary bolt for that round, then all you have to do is swap the bolt out when you swap the barrel. So, what do you think of being able to do that, John?
Well, I'm a big fan of being able to have flexibility at a low cost. It's not for everybody, but depending on your situation, it can be a great help to help you achieve your goal of reconfiguring these firearms to accomplish different goals there.
Yep, and another thing, too, is it allows for a more compact storage. We carry and sell a number of gun bags and everything for our shooting community. And the smallest one that we offer is a double-sided with a protective partition in the middle that I think is 24 inches long. It's called a pistol bag. And the next one up from that is 28. And then we go to 32 and all the way up to 52-inch long gun bags. But what is interesting about this is you could take one of those gun bags and take the barrel off, put the barrel in there along with a couple of other different barrels and maybe spare bolts for the proprietary ones, and have a complete kit of three different rifles that is in a package. It's 28 inches long, about, 4 inches high, and about 12 inches deep. And backpackers and everything, by being able to remove the barrel, they can put the barrel down on one side of their backpack and the action and upper on the other side of their backpack and be able to backpack in all the comfort in the world and everything without having your hand tied up carrying your rifle or having it on a sling over the side or anything else. So I'm really looking forward to look at this product. The one that we're the customer that we're doing the build on is a 300 blackout upper and in the pistol configuration. So Hopefully going to have some information on that and some photos and things to get to Tim to get up on the webpage. But just different things that we're looking at, John. And coming into the fall, now is the time that the gun show circuit will pick up. Hunting season's right around the corner, folks. So
right.
Now's the time to start looking for your deals.
And inevitably, because it happens every year, deer hunters will bring their deer rifle in for something that needs to be done a week or two before deer season, won't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And that's why I tell folks, if you take your gun out and at least once a month, at the very minimum, once a month, go and do some practice. And I don't mean, by practice, I don't mean putting two or three shots into a paper target and calling it good just to check your zero. I'm talking about going out and shooting prone position, shooting sitting, shooting standing. Shoot sitting over a bench, shoot prone around your gun bag or something, simulating a rock or whatever. Practice like you would hunt, because when you hunt, you're going to shoot like you practice. And by getting out there and doing that, you're assuring two things. One, you're making sure each month, or sooner preferably, your firearms and everything are functioning properly. And two, if there is going to be something that gets in the way and causes a problem, you're going to find it then and not when you need it to fill the freezer or whatever. So always, if you can, at least once a month, get out to the range and get some practice in. Take the wife, take the kids, everybody practice. Everybody. Just make sure that everything functions properly and everyone still has the basics down pat.
I'm going to be posting one day this week on my website a practice barricade that are used in police training. It's a 4x6 foot sheet of plywood with various cutouts on the left side and the right side and in the middle to practice shooting right-handed, shooting left-handed, shooting through various holes in the plywood to high and low and very low at prone, so that you can get all this different practice from these different positions here. And that'll be posted on my website, like I say, one day this week, Jimmy.
Good.
It'll be a template that people can use with exact dimensions to get your own piece of plywood or strand board and make your own.
That'd be great. If you could email me that, let me take a look at it before you get up. If that's the one I'm thinking of, I maybe give you a couple of notes that you can stick up with that.
Okay.
One of the things on my barricades that I use, whenever I make a new barricade, I always put a 3-inch high and 14-inch long slot 6 inches off of the bottom of it, dead center. And people look at me and go, what's that for, to carry it? And I'm going, no, you're going to shoot through it. In 6 inches off the ground, you cannot. It is impossible for a normal-sized person to get low enough to look through that slot and shoot. Two reasons. One, it's so close to the ground. Two, it's only 3 inches high, so once you get the muzzle through and everything else, it's going to block your optics so you can't see what you're shooting at. So the only way to shoot that hole in the barricade is laying down with the gun sideways and your head practically on the dirt or in the dirt. And I always make, once all the training is done and everything, I make them go through that one with at least 10 rounds. And they, before I pass them, they've got to get 6 out of 10 hits on the target. Don't have to be accurate hits. Don't have to be a group. It has to be a hit, though. And the reason for that is it puts your brain into a mode in practice that you may run into sometime. The purpose of it is shooting from underneath a car.
Right.
Or shooting under a car. You cannot sit there and get into prone and hold a rifle normally. You've got to lay the rifle on its side, and you've got to look through the optics and make your adjustments and get very, very creative. And then once you've got very, very creative to where you can actually make the gun function in that position, you have to trick your brain to let you think outside the box, because now your windage and elevation, or your windage crosshairs are now your elevation crosshairs, and your elevation crosshairs are now your windage crosshairs. So it's a very, very fun thing to do, and it really gets people to think.
All right.
Then, you know, when you go out and you do your practice, ladies and gentlemen, lay flat on your back and engage a target. And, you know, if you get knocked down and have to pull your firearm on something or someone, and the reason I say something is because this situation happened not too long ago in Carlsbad, south of us. Officers were investigating a home invasion break-in type thing, and when they got to the house, they're walking around the back and checking the house all the way around and everything else. The perpetrators actually had brought a dog with them, and this dog, from what I understand, it was a German Shepherd mix, but it went after one of the officers and knocked him down. So now he's laying flat on his side trying to get up with a dog trying to attack him. So now you're going to have to shoot from laying down.
Right.
So think outside of the box, ladies and gentlemen. Get fun with it. Challenge
That's
each
right.
other.
That's
if
right.
you and the wife go out, tell the wife, okay, think of a way that you want me to shoot, and from behind something or under something or whatever like that, and then practice doing it. Caveat, always remember, if you're doing that to your hunting buddy and everything, he's got to get creative on you as well. So don't be too insane. You know, hanging upside down on the monkey bars in the playground, and that would be an interesting one. I don't think I've ever tried that one, John. Have you?
No, not at all. No, I have not. Although there were times
anyway,
when I was tempted.
I think,
I was
ladies
tempted.
And gentlemen, you'll get the idea of what I'm saying. You know, think outside the box. Practice outside the box. And then when you do get to that point, you know, you do it. And always keep, you know, some spare ammunition around for training, and get out and just do it. So, in cleaning the guns like we talked about today, folks, from the flood or just getting them dunked, or you've got a storm that knocks the roof off the house and your armory gets flooded or whatever, remember the first thing that you want to do on them is wipe them down, get all the visible water off of them, pull a boar snake through them, and then whenever you got the chance to sit down within a few days, and I'm stressing that point, John, you don't want it to go more than a week without addressing seriously and deeply cleaning these guns.
Right.
Because
right.
if the
Absolutely.
Corrosion gets started in there then, and all it can do is fester and grow, just like a bad wound.
That's right. That's right. We have time for one or two questions or comments here at 800-313-9443. Got our last break coming up here shortly. Cover a lot of good information here today that'll be helpful to many, many people here, Jimmy.
Yep, and ladies and gentlemen, I get several emails a week, you know, discussing the show and questions and things like that. And, John, I cannot tell you just how marvelous it makes me feel for one of our listeners to drop me a note just to say that they enjoyed the show and they picked something up and, you know, had a good time. That makes my week, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what John and I are here for. We're not holding your hand. we're sitting in the desk beside you. We're trying to give you a foundation and a basis on things that work, things that we've experienced, and will work for you. And just to keep you safe, to keep you out of trouble, if you do run into a problem, you've got a basis back there in the gray matter to work through the problems on it yourself. Because I don't know everything, John doesn't know everything, and each day both of us learn something new from someone else, and we need to keep doing that.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 11th day of September, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooter. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, this Monday show, Firearms Monday, has become one of the most popular shows that I do every week. A growing audience. We have men and women who tune in just to this show. They don't even listen to the rest of my show the rest of the week. They just want to hear you and I talk about guns and rifles and shotguns and pistols. So I want to publicly thank you for joining us every Monday, Jimmy.
Oh, I have too much fun at it, John. I like getting on here and discussing it and with the callers and everything else. And a little prepper tip for you, John.
Okay.
I've been doing this for years, and I was taught it by my dad. I carry a Zippo lighter. In fact, I carry my dad's Zippo lighter, and manufactured in 1932 and still functions perfectly. But for folks that have that carry a Zippo-type lighter in your preps and everything, don't spend $3 on 4 ounces of Zippo lighter fluid. Go down to your hardware store and buy a gallon container of naphtha for $10 to $12, and use that, because that's what lighter fluid is for Zippo lighters. It's naphtha. And if you do it that way, you can keep all of your little strike of lights and everything, the different little flint and steel type lighters that are out there, the little ones that you can put on your key ring and, you know, you fill it and it's a permanent match or whatever they want to call it. 1 gallon of that, if you used it just strictly for your lighters and everything, would be a multi-generational investment for $11.
Absolutely. We got our last caller here. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia.
Good morning, Glenn.
Sure. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. Quick last minute question. Oh, by the way, about Zippo lighters, stock up on some spare flint and spare wicks. If you've got a Zippo, flint, wicks, and fluid, you're good to go. Anyway,
amen.
My gun question is, there's an internet phenomenon we see on YouTube of people doing unboxing videos, you know, about what something looks like when it comes new in the box and unpacking it and everything that's in there, okay? So from an unboxing standpoint, you purchase a new gun, you get your nifty, spiffy black case, you open it up, and there sits the gun new in the case. What do you do with the what are the best things to do with a gun straight out of the box that you're going to, you know, do in terms of cleaning it or readying it or getting it oiling or anything like that before you take it in the range and start putting ammo in and firing it?
The very first thing is sit down, read the owner's manual on it, study the part of the manual on disassembling and cleaning. Some of them will have a troubleshooting chart in there. Get very, very familiar with the paperwork first, and then totally field strip that weapon down and clean every component. Get familiar with every component. And while you're doing that, it's going to give you a chance to look at every spring, every pin, every screw that you have difficulty with. And by difficulty, I mean it takes more than one try to get it out. Make a note of that, and then make that your list of your oops kit that you're going to put together. That number of springs, this number of screws, things that may fall out and get lost.
Jimmy, thank you, sir.
Clean the gun, lube it to the manufacturer specifications, and the first 10 rounds.
We're out of time. Glenn, thank you. Jimmy, thank you. We'll have you back next week, sir.
Maybe we can revisit. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.